You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Ժանակ մշակույթ ավանդություն հայ բարձանքն է, եւ ուր որ հայրենի եկեղեցին հոն հայրենիքը ողջ է. Good morning. It is Sunday, October the 19th. Established here in Providence in 1947. You are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Tereyan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian news, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Բարի լույսների հայրենագիցներ, հայկական ռադիո ժամը բոլոր Նյու Ինգլենդի մեջ գրաված է որոշ տեղը բազմահազար հայերու և օտարներու կողմէ։ Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարնէ։ Հին սերունդը կփնտրէ զայն իր անուշի հիշատակները վերաբերելու համար, իսկ դուրնենու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուկը, իրենց ցավը մոռանալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն, արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածենու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը միս ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
And now we're in the middle of Cultural Month programming.
To the Armenians, October is Cultural Month. The Armenian folk song and dance, as the folk songs and dances of all nationalities, has its mode of expression. Each nationality has customs that best express its character, manifested through its folklore, speech, music, movements, costume, and art forms. Through the centuries, many ancient people have ceased to exist and many others have come into being, but the chain of continuity of mankind has never been broken. In the course of transferral and continuity of nationalities, certain customs have lost their authentic form and have undergone changes along with their religions and creeds, but there has remained the basic national character. Especially, people who have remained attached to their native soil have developed and have retained over the centuries their distinct manner of expressing, through song and dance, their joys and sorrows, as well as their appreciation for the bounties of nature. Armenians have been one such people.
Ազգերու պարկը գերդված է իր մշակույթով, քիրով, քրագանությունով, լեզվով, երաժշտությունով, ջարդարաբեդությունով և այլն։ Հայուն համար մշակույթը եղած է վահան հավատո և սույն լուսո, թեպի հույսին, պարքին, երանության ու դևագանության։ Հայազգը որքան հալածված, որքան չարչարված, փոքրածուն, բայց շնորհիվ իր մշակույթին ուժով, արժեքավորած է ինքնին և քոչել դված է մշակույթի ռահվիրան արևելքի մեջ։
Thank you.
And as Cultural Month progresses through the month, we have different programs set up. Today we'll be listening to the Anush opera, well, excerpts of it, so stay tuned. But right now, our Darylitzes. We did have two deaths this last week. October 12th, Rose Barsoyan, 88, passed away Saturday. She was the wife of the late Harry Barsoyan. Born in Pawtucket, she was daughter of the late Alexander and Nani Gorigian. Rose worked as an office manager for the former Frost Packaging in Pawtucket for many years until retiring. In her later years, she volunteered for the East Providence School District as a foster grandparent, reading books and tending to children. She was a loving mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. She is survived by three daughters, Nancy McConaughey of Florida, Patricia Warringham and her husband Richard of Rumford, and Charlotte Bosclair and her husband David of Gloucester. Four grandchildren, Scott McConaughey and his wife Lauren of Scituate, Lauren McConaughey of Hawaii, Benjamin Bosclair and his wife Catherine of North Kingstown, Jesslyn Bosclair of Boston, and four great-grandchildren, Tatiana, Taylor, Colton, Logan, Madison. Visitation was held with the William Tripp Funeral Home with interment at the Walnut Hill Cemetery in Pawtucket. Our condolences to her family. And Rose Casparian Gonsalves, 82, of North Smithfield, passed away October 16th. She was a wife of the late Joseph Gonsalves for 14 years before his passing in 2016. Born in Providence, she was daughter of the late Ardashes and Lucine Casparian. Mrs. Gonsalves was a revenue agent for the State of Rhode Island Division of Taxation for 38 years before retiring in 1995. She lived in Warwick for 30 years before moving to North Smithfield in 1996. She enjoyed traveling, shopping, fine dining, spending time with her family, and took great pride in her clothes and hair. Mrs. Gonsalves was a loving mother of the twins, Michael Casparin and wife Daria of North Falmouth, and Victoria Waterman and her husband James of North Smithfield. She was devoted grandmother of Arthur Shimichu, Christina Shimichu, Phoebe and Sophia Casparian. Funeral services will be held Monday at 10 a.m. at Sup Osvazadzin Armenian Church in Whitensville. Burial will be at the Akotes Hill Cemetery in Chepachet. Again, funeral services are tomorrow at Sup Osvazadzin Armenian Church. That's October 21st. Our condolences to the Gonsalves family. And with our diary list, is October 20th, 2000. Today is the 19th out of Margaret Baligian. October 21st, 2001. Monday is the 18th out of Eddie Mekjin. October 21st, 2013. Monday is the 6th out of Mark Boyajian. October 21st, 2011. Monday is the 8th out of Rose Krikorian. October 22nd, 1994, Tuesday is the 25th Dalit of Siranush Mesrobian. October 22nd, 1999, Tuesday is the 20th Dalit of Harry Alavergian. October 22nd, 2014, Tuesday is the 5th Dalit of Catherine Vartian Albanese. October 24th, 2000, Thursday is the 19th Dalit of Eva Mikhaelian. October 24th, 2000, Thursday is also the 19th Dalit of Isabel Dadekian. October 25th, 2013, Friday is the 6th Dadalit of Richard Bogosian. October 25th, 2017, Friday is the 2nd Dadalit of Queenie Haboyan. And October 26th, 2017, Saturday will be the 2nd Dadalit of Mary Jaskalian. Iveri Nedusaham is from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iverin.
There were.
with our local news. The Cultural Committee of St. Saag and St. Messrop Church presents Meet with the Doctors, Question and Answers. We invite everyone to avail themselves of this opportunity to meet with our Armenian doctors. Today, Sunday, October 20th, Ara Bohigian will be moderating Dr. Hemen Ayvazhan, Internal Medicine. He will be talking about primary care medicine and new trends. Please make sure you're in attendance. It's at the Hanoian Hall, 70 Jefferson Street, Providence. And learn about keeping healthy with Dr. Hemen today, beginning at 12:30, Hanoian Hall. Meet with the doctor, sponsored by the St. Saag and St. Messrop Church's Cultural Committee. St. Saag, St. Messrop Cultural Committee, they're quite busy. They have an Armenian cafe night coming up, and it sounds fantastic. Performances by renowned singers, Arthur Isparian, who's from Yerevan, as well as Nara from California. Special appearance by composer Aram Satyan. He is the president of the Composers Union of Armenia. There will be sumptuous appetizers. I have a feeling I know who's doing the appetizers. And trust me, food's going to be outstanding. Wine, pastry, and coffee will be served Friday, October 20th, 25th. That's Friday, October 25th. That's this Friday coming up, 7:30, Agavian Auditorium. $35 per person for tickets, reservations only. Reservation deadlines today, October 20th. Tickets will not be sold at the door. Call Anahid 401-529-5210. 529-5210. Again, you must call Anahid today. Wake her up right now, say Patty Luis. She should be very tired because she went to see the Vospigans last night, and I was with her. But I'm sounding refreshed because this show is pre-recorded. But call up Anahid right now, 401-529-5210. Let her know you want to go to Armenian Cafe Night, Friday night, October 25th, 7:30. And that takes us. Oh, I can't wait for this. Let's get some background music on. That's Kevork Artinian with Tumim Haireni, and you'll be able to hear him live next Saturday night, October 26th. St. Varsanon Church's Murat Armenian Saturday School 85th Anniversary Celebration. This is going to be one wonderful evening of dinner and dance, gala banquet for the Armenian school. Dinner and dance is $85 for adults, $30 for age 10 and under. If you would like to attend the dance only, $50. Gala banquet dinner dance next Saturday night, October 26th. Kevok Artinian and band, make your reservations now. Call Tallinn. Hopefully it's not too late. I know it's not for the dance only. Call Tallinn 401-230-0021. 85th anniversary celebration. Congratulations to the Murad Armenian School. What a great milestone. And again, this is Saturday night, next Saturday night, the 26th. Let's listen some more to Kevok Artinian. Sarus ten koyasen.
Kanchi tuldu dul darna Kanch kanera varsum nerav galmanam Kanchi kanchi tuldu
Armenian Historical Association presenting a genealogy presentation Sunday, October 27th at 1 o'clock. Husha Madyan, a project to reconstruct Ottoman Armenian town and village life. And this will be a live Skype presentation at 1 o'clock at the Ahari offices at 245 Waterman Street, Providence, 5th floor conference room. Refreshments will be served. Museum is open from 2 to 3:30 as well. Parking is available in the Bliss Building parking lot on weekend and evenings. It makes it so convenient. And again, this is sponsored by the Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island. Next Sunday, October 27th, 1 o'clock, the project director and chief editor in Berlin, Vahet Tetjan, will be presenting. He is a historian. His ancestors are from Sis, Urfa, and Siva, Sepastra. He was born in Lebanon. He earned his PhD in history and civilization at the École des Hautes Études en Sciences Sociales. Yeah, I haven't taken French in a long time. He went to school in Paris, and it's going to be a very interesting and fulfilling event. So make sure you are present Sunday, October 27th, 1 o'clock in the Ahari offices, 245 Waterman Street, Providence. Okay, and with that, that takes us to bizarre time. And I got to say, kudos to whoever thought this up from St. Vartanans. And I think it's in their Gentalk. They actually put out a schedule. And I am like so loving this. It tells you exactly what time, when, what they're making on that day. So go to the Gentalk and, you know, find out. It's just, you know, you're helping the church. All the churches are doing some sort of prep work every day of the week, just about. No experience is necessary, and you actually have a fun time. So if you've got an extra hour, please stop by one of the church's kitchens, and whether it's St. Sag, St. Mesrop, St. Zvartanans, or the Armenian Evangelical in Cranston, they're all in full swing getting ready for bazaar time. And November is bazaar time, as we all know. So are you reserving the date and getting all your Amerikatsi friends ready to visit these bazaars? They are the major fundraisers, and we start the week of November off at St. Sag and St. Mesrob. November 2nd and 3rd, mark those calendars, Saturday and Sunday, November 2nd and 3rd, St. Sag, St. Mesrob Church's annual food fair and bazaar. They'll be serving shish kebab, turshi, chuzboreg, kufte, chema. Oh, and I have to say, I know who it is, but I just in case, they make the absolute best desserts. So you definitely want to go for the dessert. The pastry table is amazing. Lemejun, peyaz, vospov chema, midya, yalanchi, losh kebab, kufte chema. You know, it's just a really great event for food, for all you foodies out there. And again, bring your odad friends. They absolutely go crazy for this food. Like we all appreciate it, but make sure that you're in attendance November 2nd and 3rd, 89th Annual Food Fair and Bazaar. That takes us to the following weekend, Saturday, November 9th and Sunday, November 10th, Armenian Fest, St. Vartanans Church's Annual Bazaar and Food Fair. It's going on at Roads on the Patuxent in Cranston. I'm sorry, I have to say it that way. Roads on the Patuxent, Broad Street, Cranston is the place. It's two floors of fun. As we all know, that bazaar is just amazing. There's so much activity. You get there at 12 noon and you don't want to leave at 9 o'clock. Music on both days and dancing with the group, the Armenian youth groups, both dance on Saturday and Sunday. And you want to make sure that you're in attendance. Please do your raffle tickets early, and Armenian Fest will be in full swing. They have the many, many of the booths for food, and as well as the two floors of fun. Whether you go see the Armenian vendor, like I always do, and get some more CDs for the program, but get your holiday shopping started early. There's just so much to do. Saint Varsanant Church's Bazaar. And then, believe it or not, we skip a week, so make sure that you understand that. We go November 2nd and 3rd, then we go the 9th and 10th, then we skip a weekend, and then we go to Saturday, November 23rd. Saturday, November 23rd. Don't show up the week before and nobody will be there. Saturday, November 23rd, the Armenian Evangelical Church, the Armenian Euphrates Church, having their bazaar. And remember, this is only one day, Saturday, November 23rd. 12 to 6 o'clock, 180 Oaklawn Avenue, Cranston. Traditional Armenian dinner served all day, but please get there early. By 6 o'clock, it's going to be closed up. So they'll have a treasure room, the Penny Social. All the tables are set up for the dinner. So do a traditional Armenian dinner. You know, do a Saturday at 1 o'clock. We'll see you there. And Armenian Evangelical Church Holiday Bazaar, November 23rd. And as I've been mentioning, we are in the midst of our Cultural Month programming. Right now I have Music of Armenia, Celestial Harmonies. You'll appreciate the duduk in the background. Actually, I'm just going to put this up a little louder so we can listen to this for a few moments. Go to Babin Baroshan. This on. I do want to get to the Anish Opera, and we have some more events to tell you about. So, St. Sag St. Misrop Church's ACYOA Alumni 48th Annual Holiday Kef. Remember, it's the alumni doing this dance, November 30th, 8:30 till 1 a.m., Agavian Cultural Center. Again, this is ACYOA calling all alumni. Get your dancing shoes ready. We'll be entertained with Johnny Barbarian, Mal Barsamian, Jay Baronian, Kenny Kalajian. Be a cash bar, raffle, coffee, dessert. For reservations, contact Rina Magadichin, 401-573-5731. Or you can call Sona Tarayan. I haven't gotten one phone call. I'm feeling left out. Call Sona for your reservations. That's me, by the way. 401-374-2121. You can also call Stephanie Masoyan, 401-862-6323. Or you can call Dorothy Mart. I'm not going to say it's a competition to see who gets the most phone calls. Dorothy Martesian, 401-749-0269. There's one more, but she's a little hooknut, so we'll leave her for next weekend. Call one of us, please, and make your reservations for the 48th Annual Holiday Caf. You know, as always, I'm guessing the church office is going to get the most calls. Nairi's kept quite busy in the church office. Call the church office to make your reservations for ACYOA Holiday Calf. November 30th, beginning at 8:30, Agave and Cultural Center. Adults, $25. Students, $20. And I'm loving this next event that they're having. St. Varsanant's Ladies Guild of Providence are having a Conway tour. It's going to New Hampshire, the Salem Bright Nights at Forest Park and Cross Inn. I don't know if I said it right or not. Joycey Bagdasarian will no doubtedly correct me. But it's a bus tour. And then you have a wonderful luncheon at the Salem Cross Inn. You'll go to the Yankee Candle Company. You can get me a pumpkin candle. Thank you very much. And then Bright Nights at Forest Park. It's a capture the amazing wonderland of over 400,000 twinkling lights and unforgettable images of the holiday season. Driver's gratuity is included. Deluxe motor coach transportation with Conway Tours. For more information, call Joyce Bagdasarian. 401-434-4467. It is Friday, December 6th. It's an all-day event. Book now, limited seating, first come, first serve. Pick up and return is at St. Varsanant's Church. It's an all-day event, all day, all night. You're going to have a blast. Call Joycey Bagdasarian, 401-434-4467. $94 per person, Friday, December 6th. Alrighty, I got a lot in, didn't I? And I'd like to tell you about High Night. New Year's Eve, what are you doing on New Year's Eve? I've got quite the event for you. This is the second annual Armenian New Year's Eve, featuring an all-star Armenian lineup, Khachik Jingarian, Armin Mardigyan, Steve Ospigyan. Also performing will be Mal Barsamian, Ron Tutunjan, Bruce Jagarjan, David Hoplamajan, Jake Turkanian, and Aruchun Chiroglalyan. I know I killed it. I'm sorry, Aruchun. But it's going to be full meze buffet, complimentary champagne toast, party favors, general admission $100, children under 12, $25. For your ticket reservations, call Ara. Call Ara at 401-486-8495. Limited number of tables are available. This is New Year's Eve, Armenian style, 2020, December 31st. We'll see you at St. Sag St. Mesrop Church's Agavian Auditorium as it's transformed. It's an amazing what they do to it. But Armenian New Year's Eve. And again, call Ara for your reservations. 401-486-8495. Hainai 2020. And now we'll be listening to an excerpt from the Anush opera. Thank you. Anush Opera is a five-act opera composed by Armin Tigranyan, based on the homonymous poem written by Hovhannes Tumanyan in 1892. Originally composed in 1912, it was first performed in Alexandropol, but it had to wait until 1935 for its full professional staging at the Armenian National Opera Theater. Until nowadays, Anush remains in the repertoire of the theater. The opera has special importance to Armenian musical history as one of its most significant accomplishments. Being a work of national character, Anush was the first opera truly inspired by Armenian folk music and culture, and it is perhaps the most popular Armenian musical and theatrical work. We are listening to an excerpt of the Anush Opera.
Nem vart nem ezt a
Anush Opera is about a tragic love story. It's set in a typical 19th century Armenian village. Anush is a young village woman who falls in love with a shepherd named Saro. One evening at a village wedding celebration, Mosi, who's Anush's brother, and Saro fight in a friendly wrestling match. However, instead of letting Mosi win, as is the prevailing custom, Saro violates the local code of honor and humiliates him by pinning him. Enraged, Mosi vows to destroy Saro, who is now his enemy. Eventually, Mosi shoots Saro dead, and from this loss, Anush becomes insane with grief and ends her life by throwing herself off of cliff. While we have a little intermission, I'd like to tell you about our birthday babies for the week. When you see them, make sure you wish them a happy birthday. October 20th today, James Dermasharian's birthday. October 23rd, Zavin Budakyan. Happy birthday, Zavin. October 24th, Tamar Diarbi. October 27th, turning 29 one more time, Anahid Areshin. Happy birthday, Anne. Call her up and wish her a party dare tots. Also on the 27th, celebrating a birthday is Nicholas Mall. Happy birthday to all of you.
Thank you.
And that was the Anush Opera. I have to tell you, YouTube has the whole opera. You can view it yourself. It's an amazing work of art. And that takes us to the... That takes us to the end of today's program. As that always says, Urachasur, Gurachanas, Merjamanagalaratsav, Shagalchun, Serin Hamar, Sidesuchun, Minchev, Harachiga, Giragi, Aravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are pre-recorded, but always in Kali. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Terrain, heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Mucho gracias, Shad Shuragayang, to webmaster George Gasparian. You're listening to us right now on WARA 1320. However, you can hear us any day, anytime on the internet, ArmenianRadioHour.com. All of our shows are on the internet. We have years and years worth of great programming, and you can listen to it all on our website, ArmenianRadioHour.com. I hope you've enjoyed this morning's program. I believe it's been our third Sunday of Cultural Month programming, and we have another week to go. And if you have any ideas for the show, you want to talk to me about the program, please do. You can write me at Sona at Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island 02901. And again, hope you've enjoyed this morning's show and have a great Sunday.